There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Had a great conversation with Troy Aikman last hour. Ross Tucker had some great points in the first hour. If you miss any interviews, you can always listen to the podcast or go to danpatrick.com. 877-3DP-SHOW, best and worst of the weekend, as we always do every Monday. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We will give you our best and worst coming up as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. There was a lot of debate, a lot of controversy, a lot of comments that had to do with the holding call on James Bradberry late in that game. And it kept the Chiefs with the ball, run the clock. They eventually kicked the game-winning field goal. Here's the Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni on the holding call.
I'm not, it's not my job to... You know, I mean, you'll see me on the sideline. I'm going to argue with different things of calls here and there, but it's not my job to make the call. You know, those guys got to do that in split second, scenarios. And so, you know, that's what he saw and he called it. And so that's never, I know it always appears to be that, you know, it's one call that makes it. It's not what it is, right? It's not what it is. There's so many plays that contribute to the end result of the game. And today they were better than we were.
That's taking the high road, and I'll give Nick Sirianni a lot of credit, because in that moment, in a game ending like that, I guess the natural reaction is you want to point fingers. But second half of the game, his Eagles defense did not show up. They gave up a couple of easy touchdowns. Jalen Hurts tried to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, had a wonderful game, and he's the first player in NFL history, regular or postseason, to have 300 yards passing, 70 yards rushing, and three rushing touchdowns in a game. That's his second game this season, throwing for 300 yards and rushing for three scores. There have been only two other quarterbacks in NFL history, regular season or postseason, who have had those kind of numbers in a game. One was Dak Prescott in 2020. The other was Jack Kemp back in 1963.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Chiefs fan Melissa Etheridge. Third highest scoring game in Super Bowl history. The Eagles have been involved in two of the three. 74 combined points in Super Bowl 52, 73 combined points in Super Bowl 57. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes, first player in league history to win multiple championships, multiple league MVPs within his first six seasons. He joins Tom Brady and Joe Montana as the only players with multiple regular and Super Bowl MVPs. By the way, another headline here, or at least it might be a headline. The New York Jets have inquired with the Green Bay Packers about Aaron Rodgers' availability. This according to Jeremy Fowler of the Mothership. The Jets have said they're in the market for a veteran quarterback. And in the offseason, the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett, Rodgers' former offensive coordinator with the Packers, as their offensive coordinator, if you're going to connect the dots. All righty. I'm wondering about this in the offseason. Watching the Eagles on their quarterback sneaks. You're allowed to push the quarterback. It's a big deal now. And it felt like that any time that they were fourth and two, third and two, they were going to get in the rugby scrum position and they were going to get the first down. I wonder if the NFL, the competition committee, will allow this to go on after this, after watching that last night. Because at first I thought, all right, they're taking advantage of a loophole here, which I'm fine with. But the NFL doesn't like when you take advantage of a loophole. They try to close it. Paulie, do you have the official wording on the rule?
Yeah, for decades, it was illegal in the NFL for offensive players to directly aid a runner by pushing him or pulling him in any way. In 2005, ironically 6 months before Reggie Bush did it with Matt Leinart in the Notre Dame game, they made it legal for some reason. They clarified the stance. They said there would be no pulling of the ball carriers. Like, if a guy's struggling, you can't pull him. But you could push anybody, the ball carrier, the people around him. And that started in 2005.
Okay. I wonder if they're going to allow that to continue. Because it's they used to have something called the flying wedge. And it felt like that. They were sort of lined up that way. And then they outlawed that. But I wonder if they're going to let that continue. I'm curious. All right, let's go around the room, best and worst of the weekend. What we saw that we liked and didn't like. Fritzy, I'll start with you.
My best of the weekend, I went off the board from football. The Nuggets 119-105 win over the Hornets Saturday. The Joker, 30 points, 16 boards, 10 assists, 20th triple-double of the season. Only the fifth player in NBA history with 20 or more triple-doubles in 1 year. Oscar Robertson, Russell Westbrook, Wilt, and James Harden, only ones to do that. Worst, hazing allegations surrounding the New Mexico State basketball program, and they have to shut things down indefinitely.
The Joker is getting to the point during the regular season where it's almost commonplace now. Like, you're surprised when he doesn't have a triple-double. And, you know, we do this with athletes. After a while, we're like, all right, we're tired of talking about you. Like, what else can we say? Well, he had a great cross-court pass. Boy, that was a great backdoor cut. And, I mean, there's nothing exciting about the Joker other than you look at what he's accomplished. And then you go, it seems like it's a nightly occurrence for him. By the way, NBA news, Zion Williamson, his availability, once an issue. Reported yesterday, suffered a setback, rehabbing a hamstring injury, limited him to just 29 games. Remember we had the conversation, you could have Zion Williamson or Ja Morant moving forward. And I said I'd rather have Ja Morant because I don't know about Zion Williamson. Zion is going to fight Zion's body. That's his biggest opponent. He's averaging over 25 a game. He's 22, but... You know, it's not like it gets better the older you get. It gets worse. It gets tougher. And that's just a big, big concern for me with Zion Williamson. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the week.
I'm going to go best and like super best.
Ooh.
My best of the weekend was Rihanna, the halftime show. I thought it was really awesome, especially with all the speculation about how many guests she's going to bring out and all this stuff. And she was like, nah, I don't need anybody. I'm big enough. And she opened with... That was just such a boss moment to open with the song that she opened with.
Just,
Have my money.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God, dude, she's not playing.
The B word. Yeah.
People better have my money.
Had better have my money. I believe it's the sanitized version of that.
Or as Todd might say.
He wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you have no idea. Oh.
11.
What a payoff.
What are you doing? You could have given...
I was communicating with Troy Aikman in his post-interview.
Yeah, but he's not on with us right now.
He's not.
Can you wait until after the show?
I need to prioritize things a little better.
Complete the process,
11.
Todd.
All
right. Mega bester, though. The weekend Will Ferrell's having is off the charts.
Yeah.
He was in England. I think he still is, as a matter of fact. He went to the Wrexham game with his buddies there. He was at the Manchester City game. He's going to Merseyside Derby today, which is Liverpool-Everton.
All right.
He's going to another. I think he's already going to another game, too. And he was in probably one of the best Super Bowl commercials last night.
Very good.
Which was really, really good. Hell yeah, Will. That's how you do it.
Okay, here's my issue. If we end up going to Ireland later on this summer, it feels like Will is checking all the things off his list there, all the boxes of here's my wish list. And that maybe he won't join us when we go to Dublin.
I think I see what you're saying, but There's also a possibility that when you hit someone of Will Ferrell's stature, your wish list is being checked off regularly. And then it just becomes real life.
Well, you're right. He hasn't gone with us to Ireland. And if we go over for the Notre Dame football game against Navy, then that would be nice as well.
But that would be great.
Yeah. We're still trying to do that. I'm just letting people know because people are like, you're going, hey, if you're going to Ireland, I'm going to Ireland. Not that they sounded like that.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yes.
If you guys are going, I'm hearing from like family members. Like, you know, if you guys do that, we're going. Like, okay.
By the way, Saturday, the Premier League is on NBC and Peacock. The surprise team of the season is, Seton, who is the surprise team of the season?
The surprise team of the season. Newcastle?
Yes.
Yes.
Host Liverpool.
Let's go!
A team in dire need of a victory. February 18th on NBC and Peacock. All right, who sent you the sweatshirt?
I think a fan sent this.
Okay, what's it? It's got newcomer of the year.
Right, and on one sleeve it says who's who.
Who's who and what's what. And yes, we're working on the Marvin t-shirt where we put his hands on the t-shirt and then you can measure your hands with Marvin's hands.
It's to scale.
Yeah, it's right. It's to scale. The number of people we thought were giving high fives to Marvin at the Super Bowl, you know, our meet and greet, and all they wanted to do was measure their hands against his. You're a good sport.
A 9-year-old girl named Ivory. Like, hey, Marvin, hey, I don't want no high five. Get out of here. I want to measure your hands.
All right, best and worst of the weekend, Marv.
All right, best of the weekend. I was joking about Isaiah Pacheco being MVP, but he was pretty close
to
winning it. He played great, great value for a seventh round draft pick. Other best of the weekend, De'Aaron Fox, your Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
He made the All-Star team as an injury replacement. The Kings have two All-Stars for the first time since 2004.
I like
Let's
it.
Let's go, Kings.
Yes. Light the beam. Love it. Paulie, best and worst.
I go Super Bowl, National Anthem. I thought Chris Stapleton was compelling. I mean, the whole room just, people stopped. And here's a little bit of it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
I smell a truck commercial out of that bad boy. You could use that.
Hopefully he doesn't go there yet in his career. Like he's going to take over for Bob Seger like a truck?
Oh.
Like a rock?
There you go.
Yeah.
The layup. Worst of the weekend, a little niche play in the game. I think the Eagles were down. Chiefs were up 27-24 in the third. Hurts completes a little dump pass to Miles Sanders. Legarius Sneed just pops Sanders. Sanders had 2 feet in and turned up field. It was quick.
Yep.
He had 2 feet in, turned up field. The ball was dislodged. He didn't drop it. It was dislodged by the defender. They picked it up. It was Bolton's second return of the game. That should have been a fumble and a score because it wasn't an incomplete catch. It was a catch, and it was dislodged by the defender. You're penalizing the defender for making a great hit, and that would have been a big one for the Chiefs.
Sneed hits people, man. Whew. He hits people. And he's all over the place. Yeah, Seton.
That was one of those moments where you're watching and Mike Pereira is going over what he saw. And he's like, okay, let's go through the process. Did he have 2 feet in? Did he have control? Did he make a move and turn up field with a third step? And you're like, whoa, a third step? When did the third step become part of this?
Oh, my God.
When is there's a third step now?
Yeah, he said that, which is nuts because they invented that you need a third step during a game. And then they said, well, he didn't hold it long enough. So if he caught it, tap two, and that went out of bounds, would that have been long enough?
I have no idea.
It's arbitrary.
Once again, the NFL out NFLs itself. We're like, hey, here's that rule. How do we fix it? Let's make it more complicated. Yeah, that doesn't work, folks. Raj in Chicago. Raj, thanks for holding. Best and worst of the weekend.
Man, thank you for taking my call. It was a great game, but I got a double worst. First, the caller last week who talked about the Matt Geiger era. I've never seen that era. And then my man Fritzie, man, and I hope this don't ruin his day, but him and the guy from Hawaii with the mock headlines, man, that was bad. I mean, his worst for sure. You're better than that, Fritzie.
All right. Thank you, Raj.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. Raj still got a problem with a caller who said, I miss the Matt Geiger era in the NBA. Matt Geiger doesn't miss the Matt Geiger era. And Fritzie's mock headlines, the showdown with Ryan in Honolulu. Not Super Bowl
Gave
quality.
Gave it a shot.
Yeah, not Super Bowl quality. Yeah, Marv.
that caller who said who was talking about the Matt Geiger era. The best part was he was like, "It's too much isolation basketball. I miss Allen Iverson." I was like, "Allen Iverson is the definition of the isolation era. What are you talking about?"
But when he said, "I miss the Matt Geiger era," and I'm going, "Wow." Josh in Utah. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Hey, so the best of the weekend. I'm a huge Eagles fan, so one silver lining, the Walrus, Andy Reid getting another Super Bowl. He'll forever be a favorite in Eagles' hearts. Worst of the weekend, that Eagles defense and Jonathan Gannon, totally no showing up. 1 foot out the door, man. When's the NFL going to change the process when these coordinators can do head coaching interviews? Because I feel like both him and Steichen were totally 1 foot out the door, and it may have cost the Eagles a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's awkward, but I have to believe that these coaches are all in, because you don't know if you'll get this opportunity ever again, even as an assistant coach. So I can't – it's awkward to do these interviews during Super Bowl week. And I think, you know, Steichen is going to be the Colts head coach, didn't want to talk about it. And, you know, how about the Chiefs? They hired Vic Fangio for 2 weeks. He's going to the Dolphins.
Does Vic Fangio get a ring?
I'm going to guess. I think they hired him for 2 weeks, and then he's going to coach the Dolphins.
I think I read somewhere he does, in fact, get a ring.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're bringing me in, I would be saying, I'm coming in, all I want, if we win, is the Super Bowl ring. That's it. I don't even need a playoff share. Just let me have a ring.
Does he get called for the reunion in 20 years?
I'd love to know what he added. I'd love to know that behind the scenes of, you bring him in, and he's been a defensive coordinator for decades, and you're going to bring him in. You know, he goes from Denver to Miami with a pit stop in Kansas City and ends up winning a Super Bowl ring. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP show. And poll question, are we going to keep the poll question for the final hour that we had last hour, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, I don't even know if we, did we even update that?
No, we did not. All right, we'll come back. You update that, and then we can decide final 40 minutes if we're going to keep that poll question. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation, you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. They put together a team of tax attorneys, and they're highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. Keep in mind, all you do is go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions, and find out if you qualify. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some new T-shirts up on the website. Go to danpatrick.com. I'll have an update on the next batch of moonshine here soon. We'll let you know. And it's a new taste, a new flavor.
New flavor.
A new flavor of moonshine.
Let's go.
Coming up.
Let's go.
We had people who brought their bottles of moonshine to the meet and greet, empty bottles of moonshine. And I said, oh, okay. You emptied it. It's like, yeah, good stuff. You know, people have this image of moonshine, and I had moonshine when I was in college, when I went to Eastern Kentucky, and it came from somebody in Hazard, Kentucky, and that was flamethrower. This is different. Tastes great, and, you know, we have great partners in making this, and we have another batch that'll be coming out. We'll let you know, and once again, we only make a certain amount just because, you know, we're doing it on a smaller basis than most people do with their liquor, but we'll let you know, and you'll be
more
able
craft.
To, yeah. Oh, we're craft moonshine.
Artisan.
Artisan.
No? Artisanal.
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 Artisanal. Artisanal. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a new batch coming
up. It's bespoke, really. It's bespoke.
Oh, that word is getting under my skin.
Bespoke?
Yeah. It's. Yeah. I guess it means like a higher end version of anything. Okay. It's a fashion term.
Because we've curated this ourselves. Yeah. So it's bespoke.
Oh, I have not heard bespoke.
Mm, yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Bespoke was used in the fashion industry for years. It's like made for a certain customer. Like a custom suit. Oh, is that a bespoke suit? And now you use a friend like, oh, is that a bespoke couch? Like they make it custom for you.
I've never.
It's branched out.
Okay.
In England, it's very big, like bespoke outfit would be something that was custom made for you by a designer.
There's certain magazines like Vanity Fair that always use the word Schadenfreude.
Ah.
And I go, come on. Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. Yeah. So there's certain words that you hear. Doppelganger. Mm. You know, there are a few of those that you always go, really? Come on. You can do better than that. All right. Update the poll results, sir.
It's all fully curated. if you were betting, Patrick Mahomes will win two or more Super Bowls in the next 9 years or not win one more.
Yeah.
Right now, people, 78% of the audience have him winning two or more.
Yeah, I think as long as Andy Reid is there, Kelsey's there, and you're able to keep that defense together and spend the money there, and they drafted really well. Yeah, Seton.
Travis Kelce did the crying, I don't know how many more of these I have left in me talk last night.
Oh, okay.
That's a fella looking at the end.
Well, he had this to say about the second Super Bowl win.
The biggest difference is it solidifies your greatness. You didn't get lucky once. It wasn't just a beginner's luck or however you guys want to call it. We won. We took it 2 years in a row, or not 2 years in a row, two out of four. There you go.
All right. That's good. I'm fine. You know, they're in the what we have a modern dynasty, I think, in football. This would be a modern dynasty, or at least the embryonic stages of a modern dynasty. And he's a future Hall of Famer. Yes, Marv.
Is he saying that anybody that won the Super Bowl once got lucky?
He's saying you can, people could label you as lucky that you got one, I guess. I mean, I don't want to speak for him, which I just did, but I'm guessing you don't win it twice. And then I guess it'd be like you win an Academy Award and you won it. And you're like, oh, okay, that one time. You win it again, chances are, you know, you're a pretty damn good actor. Yes, Todd.
But they're constantly like in the Super Bowl or in the AFC title game, so it's not quite... I don't think anyone sees them as that. It's like a one-hit wonder. If you're a one-hit wonder, but you've had several other songs that were in the top 10 or top 25, it's hard to label someone as a just kind of lucky one time.
Do you have preseason picks? How many people pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl?
I'll use NFL Network and NFL.com because they put it all together in a list right before the season.
Okay.
25 different analysts or talent or writers for NFL.com or NFL Network picked. Almost everybody had the Bills in the AFC. Few people had the Ravens or the Chargers. Two people had the Chiefs in the Super Bowl out of 26 people picking. A bunch of people had the Eagles. Only one person, a guy named Mark Ross, writes for NFL.com. He has Chiefs over Eagles in the Super Bowl. Mm. The Mahomes winning MVP, mm. Mark Ross. But no, one person out of 26 had Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop for Mark Ross. Congratulations.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mark the Shark.
Yeah.
Mark the Shark.
Super Bowl odds for 2024. It's the Chiefs, followed by the Bills. Who wants to take a guess on the third team on the list, according to DraftKings Super Bowl odds? Todd, if you're listening, I'm going to start with you.
11, a Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, no. Seton.
A Philadelphia 11's not it?
No.
The Chiefs?
No. No, the Chiefs and then the Bills.
The Chiefs and then the Bills. Oh, the 49ers.
49ers are third.
Yeah, nailed it.
Fourth. Boom. You got two guesses, and I shouldn't have counted that. Fourth on the list. So it's Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Marvin?
Packers?
No. Paulie?
Right, yeah.
No. The Bengals.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, remember them.
And then the Eagles.
Disrespected.
Yeah. Well, now they can say that. Nobody picked us. Yeah, Paulie.
The Niners roster is so good that they're top three for the Super Bowl with a quarterback with a torn up elbow, a quarterback with a torn up ankle, and another quarterback leaving. I mean, that's like a total compliment to that franchise.
Ross Tucker, our good buddy, joined us in the first hour of the show, and the former NFL lineman had some interesting thoughts on the officiating for the Super Bowl.
In the first half, there was a third down where Bradberry was covering Juju, the same two guys. And Bradberry gave him a pretty good tug, pulled it, and then let go.
Yes.
They didn't call it.
Yeah.
And even Greg Olsen said, ooh, I don't know about that one. That should have been called. As a player, you talk about these things with the coaches on the sideline and at halftime. You play the rest of the game based on the way the officials are calling it. This would be like an NBA game where every time you go to the lane, you know, you get bodied and they don't call foul, don't call foul, don't call foul. And then with, you know, the last possession of the game, they call a hand check, right? Like,
yeah.
Bradberry is playing the rest of that game based on the fact that they didn't call him for being more physical earlier. And then you call a much lesser transgression with less than 2 minutes. It just doesn't make sense. Number one, it's not consistent. And number two, the timing of it and the way it makes the players play, it's really problematic.
Yeah, Ross brought up some great points there. That all the players want is something that's consistent. If you're going to call all the ticky-tacky stuff, then I'm at least aware of that. Hey, you're not calling that. And then you do call something where you're under the impression that they're not going to call that. Because the offensive lines, they didn't get called for holding. So they're probably thinking, how much can we get away with here? Because they're letting us play right now. James in Virginia. Hi, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, Grandpa and Grand X, man. Congratulations, DP, man. I love it, brother. I love it. Oh, man, what a great weekend, man, of sports galore, man. But it's all about the Super Bowl and the big game. Man, I thought Philadelphia came out aggressive all first half, moving the ball, Jalen Hurts running the ball. But the Chiefs came out smacking them and hitting them. It was like a heavyweight fight going back and forth. And, yeah, we could talk about that call all day long. But let's break it really down. Second half, 24 points, no turnovers, no sacks. Man, the Eagles defense, man, they had guys wide open at the goal line, strutting into the end zone. So, man, to me, the Chiefs won the game, and Philly lost it, man, because of that guy on the other side, number 15, man, Pat Mahomes. Man, I never thought that I would say someone could reach Brady's record. But, man, if you don't think he can, you're not watching football, man. Congratulations again, Grandpa. You guys have a great day, man.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Thank you.
Got to he's him in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs.
Man, tough to follow James, but I got a best and bestest. I'm going to go off the board. My Tar Heels getting a nice bounce back. 20-point win over Clemson. They've been struggling lately. Hopefully we can keep it going against Miami tonight. And also Ricky Fowler going bang biscuit with the ace at Waste Management yesterday on number 7. Nice to see him playing better. And I want to give you guys a shout-out for your meet and greet. You guys met up with a buddy of mine from Virginia Beach, Zach, who was doing a bunch of catering out there. Y'all were nice enough to take some pictures with him. And Paulie blessed me with a FaceTime, man. Nice to connect again. And that was just very cool. I appreciate all that y'all do, man. Y'all the best.
Thank you, Gibbs. Yeah, we met somebody like my buddy's Gibbs in Virginia Beach. And I said, oh, the lawyer. And they go, I don't know if he's a lawyer. I go, okay. He says he is. A lot of great people who showed up there. People who drove in from Los Angeles, New Mexico. There, people came in from a lot of the states just to see us. There was a couple who came in from Riverside, California. They said, we just came in to see you guys. Now we got to turn around and go back. And I'm like, that's not an easy drive there. Yeah, Paul.
We love the fans, but I do have mixed feelings on when people bring us food treats. Like some guy brought lemonade, a 6-pack of lemonade. I'm like, okay, there it's in jars. Another woman brought like lunch meats, and then another woman brought like another guy brought mac and cheese in a tin. I'm like, I would love some mac and cheese.
And then cookies. We got cookies. Somebody brought me Led Zeppelin 3 album. I got a golf glove by somebody who I think thinks my hands are Marvin size because I can't get in that glove. Sorry, Marvin. Yes, Todd.
There was Doobie Brothers and Blues Brothers. They all these old albums. Some guy was just giving us a whole bunch of records. It was pretty cool.
Well, I sold all of my albums a long, long time ago. So I think people are trying to help me replenish my stock.
That's exactly what they were doing.
It's going to take a long time to replenish 1,500 albums.
Somebody wrote a poem for us. That was very thoughtful.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I was reading it, but there were a lot of these people that came for pictures and autographs, and I couldn't read the poem because there were too many people waiting there, and I think I gave it to Mario. Was just like, here, Mario would take pictures, and I would just offload things to him, so they'll be shipping it back here to the man cave. Yeah, Paul.
This woman walked up and she had like a 17-year-old son with her. She goes, do you remember me? I'm like, oh my god. And she goes, no, I was at the meet and greet in 2015.
Yeah, meet and greet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, there's a hospital across the way.
And there's your son. Yeah.
Wait a second. That was 2006. Oh,
and
my.
Do the math, and he's 17.
Because the 17-year-old walked up to Paul and was just like, that's some outfit you got on there. Interesting. I just immediately started judging everything. And he's like, oh, you're going with jeans in the middle of the
day. Oh, okay. Oh,
you wore those pants 3 times this week.
Okay. Clay in Texas. Hi, Clay. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. 5'10 and a Husky 185. Best and worst of the weekend. The worst was I got the over-under at 2 minutes and 1.5 seconds, and I think the bookie said 2 minutes and 1 second flat. So I took the over. I wish Chris Stapleton would have held on those last notes a little long. And the best of the weekend is Alabama basketball beating up on the little brother down south. We might have the player of the year, freshman of the year, and coach of the year in Tuscaloosa. But Roll Tide.
All right. Thank you, Clay. That didn't sound too excited. It's like, yeah, Roll Tide. Yeah, Paul.
The average length historically of the national anthem at Super Bowls is 1 minute and 43 seconds. Chris Stapleton, mixed reports. I have him at 2 minutes and 1 second, which could be a push because that was some bookies had it at 159. Longest anthem in Super Bowl history was done by anyone?
It was 2:43, wasn't it?
I got I have 236.
Okay.
By Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Back to you.
Okay. New York. Yeah. Chris Stapleton's good. That's a unique voice. Unique voice. And he can make grown men cry. Made Nick Sirianni cry. Yeah, double.
You went no Sean.
Yeah. No Sean Moreno. Yes.
Nice.
Damn, no Sean.
Yeah.
Thick ass tears.
Yeah. Alligator tears, they call it.
Like Fiji water.
Yes. Turn the spigot on.
Take it easy, man.
Brandon in Ohio. Hi, Brandon. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
So I know the Jalen Hurts season, he's going to be up for a contract extension here soon because the Eagles don't have the luxury of a fifth-round option, given he was a second-round pick. But do you think the talk going around with Lamar Jackson and how he's gotten dinged up and wanting an extension is going to maybe impact how the Eagles go about the extension process? Because Hurts has been running a lot over the last couple years. He hasn't had the injuries that Jackson's had, but do you think that's going to maybe have any impact?
I don't know if you could put language in there, Brandon. I'm not a lawyer or pretend to be one as far as what you could put in a contract. But if you're, I mean, maybe they talk to Jalen Hurts. It's one of those, when you draft somebody, you want them to play in accordance to what you saw. You can't have them go, now we want to change you, or don't run as much. You know, Lamar Jackson, can I have him change his game? And the answer is no. Justin Fields, can I have him change his game? No, I can't. That's who they are. That's why they're great. That's what makes them so dangerous. I'm just wondering, where can you find a sweet spot there with Jalen Hurts where, I mean, if you're sold and you're going to spend $45 million a year on Jalen Hurts and he played wonderful. You know, there were still doubters, I felt like, even leading into the Super Bowl. Like, he hadn't played great late in the season. He got injured. Can he be smart when he runs? And moving forward, that's a big investment, obviously. And you're going to spend that kind of money. Can you put language in there that says you must play this percentage of downs to qualify for that? Or something that protects you. Is there any language that can protect you if you're the Eagles? Yes, Mark.
If you're Jalen Hurts' agent, do you start trying to negotiate a contract now, just coming off of a Super Bowl appearance where you played great?
Oh, yeah.
Like right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I also have to factor in how old that offensive line is. Lane Johnson and Kelsey, they're in their, what, early to mid-30s?
40s. Oh.
Yeah. How long are they going to be around? I do have some young skilled position players. Now, my wide receivers, my running backs, I do have that. But I'm, and you know, you got some guys defensively are a little bit older. And, you know, I don't know if this is one of those, wow, the Eagles are going to be back for the next couple of years. I don't know that. But, you know, and I would look at the offensive line. I mean, Lane Johnson was hurt playing in the Super Bowl. But can you keep those guys together for another 3 or 4 years? And if you do, then okay. You know, that Jalen Hurts is great because that offensive line helps him be great. You just got to make sure that he knows how to protect himself. And that's what the Ravens are having a hard time with Lamar Jackson. It's basically they're going, well, hey, you've been banged up. Well, wait a minute. That's how I've been playing and you guys have been benefiting and I want an MVP playing this way. Now you're going to tell him that we got to put language in there or change something or maybe not pay you what you want, guaranteed money? Yeah, Paul.
I forgot until that caller mentioned that Hurts was a second-round draft choice. So he has 1 year left on his contract, making about $5 million next year. He's a complete free agent, and they can do nothing about it. If he was a first-round draft choice, they could lock up his fifth year for that, what, $30 million or something like that. But he's in fantastic position with getting out a year early.
Last call for phone calls. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow on this program. Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Final results, Dan.
Final
results.
I'm happy
to give those to you right now. If you were betting, Patrick Mahomes, dang, 78% say he's going to get two or more. That seems, what do you make of that?
It's crazy to think it, but he's 27. You still have Andy Reid, Kelsey. You got a good team under contract. I don't know where they stand salary cap wise or free agency, but it feels like all the pieces are in place. Now, if Rodgers goes to the Raiders, how does that impact? The Chargers, are the Chargers going to be better? Sean Payton with Denver. Sean Payton may bring Rex Ryan out as his defensive coordinator. You know, so the division feels like it's going to get tougher. You know, Denver with Sean Payton will be a lot better. The Chargers, you know, this might be a make-or-break year coming up for their head coach. And then you have the Raiders. If the Raiders get Aaron Rodgers, then that changes, I think, their trajectory a lot as well. Yeah, see.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of jumps out at me, too, a little bit with the whole, like, nobody believed in us and we were disrespected the whole time or whatever. That division was supposed to be super tough, yeah. And a whole bunch of them really didn't live up to the hype. I mean, obviously, the Broncos didn't live up to the hype. The Raiders were supposed to be really good this year.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. The Chargers were okay, but could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, it's like everybody got that one wrong somehow.
Denver should be better. I think we can all agree on that. The Raiders, depending on their quarterback, and then the Chargers, you know, it comes down to, can they be healthy? You know, they changed offensive coordinators. What's that mean? So I think there's a lot attached to that. The best quarterbacks are in the AFC when you think about it. Because the NFC got old with Brady, and certainly Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford. You have Dak, and you have Kirk D. Cousins, and you got Jalen Hurts. But it feels like the AFC, you know, Trevor Lawrence is in there as well. He's you know, on the come up there as well. So that makes it tougher for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nick Wright will join us on the program tomorrow. We'll let him take a victory lap. And the freshly minted Hall of Famer Joe Thomas will join us as well. Mike in Hollywood. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Dan, last week you guys did an incredible week of shows. You even made the Giants Stadium look good. It was fantastic. But I got one question for you. The opening credits you guys do, the specialized ones where you for Arizona, where you were going to take this town, what was that, the weird digital Mark face mask? Are his hands too small to hold the reins on a horse? What is going on there? That was so weird looking.
Well, we had to superimpose Marvin's face on McLovin's body because we spent all that money years ago, the last time the Super Bowl was in Arizona, and we thought, can we repurpose that? I said, well, there's one slight problem. McLovin's not with the show anymore. We have to superimpose Marvin's face on there. And then the French kid said, I'll take care of it. We purposely made it seem a little off, but, you know, we did our best. So Marvin actually wasn't on the horse.
You couldn't tell.
Yes, we could.
I just found out.
Yeah. Robert in Germany is going to join us now. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Appreciate that. 5'8", 190. Hey, you guys kill out here in Germany. You probably couldn't even walk down the wild streets of Quatersbach here.
I can't walk around Frankfurt anymore.
That meet and greet was nuts.
Yeah, Frankfurt. Yeah. What do you have, Robert?
Hey, I just wanted to share a best of the weekend. Mm. As a 49er fan, with the bigger hands, by the way, as a Niner fan, it was a joy because we were told after the Eagles NFC Championship game, you know, basically shut up, quit crying about the refereeing, and you should have played better. So it's just nice to tell the Eagles fans out there, shut up, quit crying, and you should have played better.
Thank you, Robert. Wow, Marv. Well, I don't know if anybody was saying anything about the officiating in the Niners game against the Eagles because you lost your quarterbacks. And I don't know if any one call comes to mind there where you go, if we got that call, we would have lost by 20.
Down 31-7. Yeah. You know what? We were just one play away. That wasn't the case.
Let's see. This day in sports history, Paulie?
Let's see. This is a good one. Dr. J playing his first NBA All-Stars team game in 77. He was MVP, 30 points, 12 rebounds. 1983, Marvin Gaye sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game. That's a classic.
And Julius Erving was the MVP of that game as well.
Oh, wow. Bonus coverage. Yeah. Let's leave it there.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ross Tucker loved the stromboli while he was watching the Super Bowl. The Big Mac pizza, not so much with the pickles on it.
Seton O'Connor.
You don't like mozzarella sticks or Thousand Island dressing.
No, I do not.
Dang.
Marv.
Every day is President's Day.
Paulie.
Troy Aikman had a home game for the Super Bowl.
In Santa Barbara. Todd, what did I learn?
You were okay with Rihanna on the halftime show, but you weren't exactly yearning for a longer performance than
that. No, I you could have sprinkled in some other artists there. I don't know if I was yearning. I don't know if I've ever yearned before.
You've yearned once in a while.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll do it again tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show. Have a great day.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.